Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Elevated to Serve. Today's podcast is the audio from a video teaching I recently shared on my YouTube channel. If you'd like to watch the video, I've shared a link in the show notes.
A number of years ago, I heard a cute story about a Saturday morning that mom was fixing pancakes for her two sons. And the boys began to argue about who was going to get the first batch of pancakes that came hot off the griddle. Mom thought she saw a teaching moment here, so she paused the cooking and she says, "You know, boys, Jesus would be thinking about his brother. Jesus would want his brother to go first. Jesus would want to make sure that his brother got the first batch of pancakes." The boys sat there quietly, apparently taking this thing in, and mom was just beginning to pat herself on the back for scoring such a good teaching moment with them, when the older brother turned to the younger and said, "Billy, you be Jesus." That's really what we want a lot of times, don't we? We want the other guy to go first. You do it. I'm not going to do that, but you do it and make it look like Jesus is doing it. There is a story that's told in Matthew, Mark, and Luke's Gospels where the 10 of the 12 disciples of Jesus were really ticked off at those other two. See, James and John had come to Jesus and said, "Jesus, when you get to heaven, when you're sitting on your throne, can we be your lieutenants? Can we be your second in command? We want to sit at the right and the left of your throne." And the 10 guys were ticked off because they were saying, "Hey, you know what? We should be in that position. We have a better resume than you do. How dare you be able to ask for this and make this request when we should be there to be able to do this?" In response, Jesus pulls all 10 of them together and listen to what he says to them. "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them? Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave." And then to make the point really come home, Jesus uses his own life as an example. He says, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." To serve and to give. That's what Jesus's agenda was. You see, friends, we have gotten this flipped upside down. We've begun to think of leadership as getting elevated to a place where there are things beneath us now. We get elevated to a place where there are things we don't have to do. We get elevated to a place where others do things for us. And what Jesus is saying here is if you get elevated to a position of leadership, it's so that you can do other things for other people. You can serve them. I wrote about this in my book, Shepherd Leadership. Let me read a short passage for you. Quite simply stated, shepherd leaders serve. Or let me state it another way. God-honoring shepherd leaders embody servanthood. Serving is not just something shepherd leaders do. It's also who they are, how they think, how they plan, and how they measure success. We've mistakenly flipped the example that Jesus gave us. We've been trying to climb up. Well, Jesus has given us the example to kneel down. In John's Gospel, John describes Jesus as being aware that the Father has put all authority under him. In other words, Jesus knew that at that moment, he was the most powerful person on planet Earth. And while the disciples, once again at the Last Supper, are arguing about the pecking order, who's going to be greater in the kingdom, Jesus just quietly dresses as a servant and stoops down and begins to wash their feet. And when he gets done, he says something to them that he never says anywhere else. He says, "I have just set you the example that you should do as I've done." Listen to those words here. He says, "Just as the Son of Man." Do it just like me. "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." So friends, I call on you. I challenge you to do that. Stop looking for things that you can get out of. Stop looking for a way to climb up a ladder so that there are things that are beneath you. But begin looking for ways that you can serve other people. Build that into your schedule. How can you wash feet? How can you serve others? How can you give your life? If Jesus has given you a position of leadership, it's not so others can serve you. It's so that you can serve others.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.